You're listening to Consider This, episode 124, for November 9th, 2015.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, it's time once again for that podcast that is not going to play Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. This is Consider This, where you hear my conservative commentary and your feedback in just 10 minutes or less. And I don't play any music other than these bits of transition music, but it's the principle of the thing. If you want to call me and play Christmas music, or even better, give me your thoughts on topics I've covered, or any topic you'd like to sound off on, you can call me at 267-CALL-CT0, and you can get your voice here, or email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com, and at least your words can be featured here. Links to Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, whatever that is, are on the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. That's CT as in Christmas, Thanksgiving. How diverse is the left, really? And immoderate moderators. That's coming up. Speaking of Christmas and Black Friday, don't forget you can support this podcast by clicking on my Amazon affiliate link on the website. What you buy after using that link gets a small commission tossed my way. I'd really appreciate it. Diversity. That's the call of the progressive left as they seek to bring in people of all races and creeds into their circle. But here's the thing that they won't admit to. Their view of diversity is only skin deep. They say that different colors are great, and they are, but real diversity comes when we deal with not just people who look different from us, but people who think differently than us. If we all think the same, getting past skin color is relatively easy. But if we think differently, skin color is the least of our issues. Trying to work with and get along with people who think differently from us is when true tolerance is put to the test. So you can only have true tolerance if you can get along with those who have different ideas that challenge yours. A room full of people who are from different cultures, but who all want to watch the same TV show, doesn't create much friction. But a room full of people of the same ethnicity, but having different entertainment preferences, that could result in a war over the remote control. That's the kind of diversity that tolerance is supposed to deal with. And where do you find a huge concentration of liberal thinkers who, though they preach diversity, end up creating their own echo chamber? Academia. Give them the free rein to create their own diverse community, and you get this. This year, a team of scholars from six universities studying ideological diversity in the behavioral sciences published a paper in the journal Behavioral and Brain Sciences that details a shocking level of political groupthink in academia. The authors show that for every politically conservative social psychologist in academia, there are about 14 liberal social psychologists. Why the imbalance? The researchers found evidence of discrimination and hostility within academia toward conservative researchers and their viewpoints. In one survey cited, 82% of social psychologists admitted they would be less likely to support hiring a conservative colleague than a liberal scholar with equivalent qualifications. Only in the liberal academic's mind is 1 out of 14 considered enough ideological diversity. And it sounds like 82% would prefer that to be 0 out of 14. Yes, as long as you think like them and don't challenge their ideas, they don't care what color you are. How positively tolerant. Longtime listeners will recognize my claim that for the left, it's all about politics. Diversity is only a goal as a cover for their insistence on lockstep in thought. Tolerance is a goal only because it's simple to do when there is no disagreement on politics. In the recent Republican presidential debate, the CNBC moderators became more of a story than the debate itself. From the very first question, John Harwood ticked off a bullet list of Donald Trump's proposals and then asked him, quote, "Let's be honest, is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign?" Close quote. Just like too many of the political reporting these days, this was as much or more of a commentary than it was reporting, or in this case, a debate question. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression, and if these moderators were trying to present themselves as unbiased, they failed miserably. Finally, Ted Cruz couldn't stand any more of the bias.
You know, let me say something at the outset. The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the questions. Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
Does this count? Do we get credit for this one?
And Carl, I'm not finished yet. The contrast with the Democratic debate, where every fawning question from the media was, which of you is more handsome and wise?
He took it to the CNBC moderators and used it to prove that when conservatives attack the media, it's not just a talking point. There's proof of it all over the place. President Obama took a pot shot at those Republicans who complained about the moderators.
If you can't handle those guys... you know, then I don't think the Chinese and the Russians are going to be too worried about you.
First of all, they did handle those guys. Cruz and the others stood up to them and pointed out the blatant bias. I think they handled them pretty well, thank you very much. Second of all, isn't this the same guy that has complained for 7 years that Fox News has been unfair to him? What's good for the goose is apparently absolutely forbidden for the gander. And on a final note, a 55-year-old man with an extensive criminal record walked into a Chicago currency exchange store and pulled a gun, announcing he was going to rob the place. A customer in the store happened to have a concealed carry permit. He killed the robber. You could make the case that maybe no one would have died in the robbery, but do you want to make that call? Anyway, just mentioning it, since this obviously won't make the national news. So what do you think? What does it say about their ideas that, when they rule the roost, liberal professors have little tolerance for dissent? Rather ironic, given how universities are supposed to be bastions of spirited debate. And when journalists can write their own script, and they write those kinds of questions, is there any question that liberal bias in the media is affecting their coverage? I really can't take charges of conservative bias at Fox seriously from people who see that debate and claim that other news outlets play it down the middle. Well, let's hear what you have to say by calling 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or writing to ConsiderThis@ctpodcasting.com. For loads of other ways to get in touch, visit the website ConsiderThis.ctpodcasting.com. I'd really like to hear what you think. That's the best way we can consider this.